Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. And last time I promised you that this episode would highlight some of the things God showed me that would happen in his grand finale. Now, what's most interesting about it is I was going to call this the glorious manifestations of God's power, but the Holy Spirit changed the word and said to call it the frightening manifestations of God's power, because that's the tone that I saw in the realm of the spirit over the years. And I just wanted to make sure I shared that the way the Lord wanted me to share it. Now, what's even most interesting about this is that he gave me some notes and I did some research several days ago. And my plan was to record and do this the first part of April to release. And what's most interesting is that we got hit with an unusual storm system that caused tornadoes, uprooting trees, causing power lines to go down. So we've been without power for the last couple of days or so. So I'm actually doing this from my car. This is kind of a test that we're going through here right now to see if we're able to handle what's coming. Because I can tell you, with this tornado that hit, friends of mine saw it coming, people saw it coming. It was unusual in that, as far as we know, in this particular area, there were no damages to the homes or structural damages that we know of. But if you see the massive uprooting of trees, and we're talking shabba-baha-ba, I think this is highly prophetic. Trees, huge trees, old trees with roots that have probably been hundreds, if not thousands of years old. And you see the massive trunks being pulled out of the ground next to a house or next to a car, but there's no damage to the house or the car. Time and time again, these massive, massive trees. And when you see the roots pulled up and the dirt and everything with it, you think, oh my God, what could have pulled this up like this? And I think this is a prophetic sign of what we're getting ready to see in our nation and in the world, because trees represent thought patterns, ancient thoughts. In the Bible, you hear Jesus, what did he say? Any plant that my, or tree that my father has not planted will be uprooted. And I see that that's kind of what I've seen in the last few days, just uprooting. It's just almost enough to just say, how is this even possible without causing damage to everything around it? But God has a way of uprooting things that are unnecessary, uprooting things that have been evil manifestations and causing good things to be planted in its stead. So I just wanted to give that as a preference, because I think it was highly prophetic what I was seeing. Now, when the Lord talked about frightening manifestations, that to me was one, not in the sense of scary, but one where you would marvel and say, how in the world could this be possible except God? How is it nobody could get hurt? Nothing damaged, no structure, but trees, huge trees that should have uprooted parking lots. But only the tree was uprooted. It's truly amazing. So the Lord took me back to Exodus 34:10. Behold, I will make a covenant before all thy people, and I will do marvels. And that's what I think what these frightening things are, marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Lord, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Now, understand, when the Lord says a terrible thing, what he's saying is something that's unusual, something that's so marvelous that people will stop and scratch their hand like, only God could have done this. And that's what he's doing in this hour. And that's what I've seen with these tornadoes that just hit just recently. Now, marvels means, in the biblical definition, to surpass, to be wonderful, to be extraordinary, separate by distinguishing action. And that is exactly what God is doing in this season, and he will tend to do until Jesus comes. Yahweh, the astonishment and awe of the Lord God himself. And people talk about a shock and an awe. Those things are coming too, but it's the marvelous things. Now, shock and awe is also a military term. I mentioned it because that's what just came up in my spirit. It's a strategy based on achieving rapid dominance over an adversary by imposing such overwhelming force that they will give up the will to fight. And what God does, he can do that physically by doing things that harm, but he can also do that with things that cause you to think and stop and realize this can't be a human being. This has to be God. And that's why we call him the Almighty. He does things that are extraordinary. And we're going to see him do things that cause a shock and an awe and cause people to marvel and take note that there's something other than human manifestations happening around us. A lot of Christians are taught that we have a loving God. He would never do the things he did in the Old Testament. But they really haven't read the entire book. Because if you read the book of Acts, people were dropping dead. There were manifestations that were unusual. People knew it was God. And that's how the masses came into the church. But we have been Christianized out of believing the Bible to the point where there are a lot of people say, we serve a God of love. He would never do anything like that. I get that. God does love, but you have to understand, because he does love, he's willing to put his foot forward and do something. Imagine he put Jesus on the cross. That was love. Jesus suffered for us. That was love. We don't understand how God loves. Think of a mother's love or a mama bear's love. You come near to her cubs, she'll kill you. So the love is not that gooey, ooey feeling of love. This is a protective love. And God's going to show that in these last days in ways we've never seen. One of the things the Lord gave me back in late 1990s, but I had it published in the War Journal, Volume 1. He gave me a vision of the kingdom of heaven that's suffering violence. And I woke up one morning and my bed was bouncing on all four posts. And I thought it was an earthquake. And I was getting ready to rebuke the devil. And then I discerned, oh, wait a minute, this is not the devil. This is God. And I sat up, I was in shock, and the Lord said to me, the kingdom of heaven is indeed suffering violence, and that violence will be coming to the earth before Jesus returns. He's coming with a power that will frighten his people, and it will be a power never seen before. Now, the Lord told me to know that it would be his power, not Satan's, that would shake the world. So yeah, the enemy's going to do some crazy stuff, but God is saying it's going to be his power that shakes the world. And it's time for us to be prepared to perform the greater works, because we're part of that frightening episode that God is bringing onto the earth in his grand finale. I stress this frightening deal because that's the word the Lord gave me. And if you remember the prophecy from 2023, and you can find it on our site, Epic Books and Cafe will lead you to our prophecy site, which is letstalkprophecy.com. And that's where it is. We put it on our prophecy site. And he said in the 2023 prophecy, it's my time to display my power. He said that it's the year of my redeemed. So he's saying his power is coming because of us, his redeemed, his saved ones. And he says, as evil ones fall, righteous ones will arise, those whom I have chosen to lead the people. I will prosper them. I will empower them to take back the land, take back the wealth and the power. And who can stop them? Those who try will try me and fail. For this is my time, my appointed season for my justice. I am the judge of the earth, and my courts have ruled against wickedness and in favor of righteousness. Now, it's quite a long thing here, but he talked about, I will act. He says, again, I will act with a power never seen before. And so he's talking about, four seas will roar, the mountains will fall like wax before me, the stars will fall from the sky, rain will pour like never before. He says, all of nature, even the seasons, will respond to me. Again, he says again in another paragraph, I will sweep the earth. I will sweep this land, meaning America, with my mighty power, and the earth will respond with gladness and the people will rejoice. He's turning things in our favor, meaning in the righteous favor. So he's saying that he's coming with a power we've never seen before. He said he's going to shake the world and rid it of evil, but not all. He says there's going to be a few who will crawl back under their rock from which they slithered, licking their wounds, hoping for another time, because they believe this to be their hour. And evil's going to rise thinking it is their hour. But he said, it's my time for justice, my grand finale, as I have said, before my son returns. So he's been telling him to expect this mighty power. But the power works in covenant with the people of God being obedient to God. So we're going to have to obey God to see this power manifest in the earth. It's just not going to come out of the sky. God works through people, as we have said before. Again, in prophecy for 2024, he says pretty much the same thing. Yea, this is my season, my appointed season, aforementioned to my people. A Kairos moment in time. I'm raising up my people with standards far above the world has ever seen. Standards for family, for business, for government. For my kingdom is arising with power and status in this my appointed season. And he talks about he's coming to cripple the plans of the enemy against our lives, against our families, against the nation, and against the nations of the world. So that's the promise of God. When he talked about his frightening power, if you remember what he did in Egypt against Pharaoh, that's pretty much what we should expect in our day. Maybe not the exact manifestations, But one such that the magicians, the witches, sorcerers would not be able to comprehend or overcome because it's going to be a power they've never seen before. But he says here, for it is my time to show forth my glory and all its magnificence to prove there is no God above me, even though Satan has shown his power against the people of the earth. Watch, watch as I crush his plans and bring them to naught. So that's what the Lord is saying he's getting ready to do. He's in the process of doing, in fact, we've even seen it. As I said, the storm that came, who sent the storm? It could have been that Satan sent the storm. We can speak to the storms if indeed Satan is sending it. That's what Jesus did in the Bible. And we are the sons of God, able and capable of doing the same thing. In fact, I recall a message recently that I did on Rumble where I talked about the fact that the storm was coming, the hurricane. And I was working, minding my own business, and the Lord said, speak to it. And I did. I spoke whatever he told me to speak to the storm and headed another direction. And then he revealed that the enemy was sending that storm to do damage to the work that we were doing. So it wasn't a storm that God sent. It was a storm the enemy sent. And so the enemy is using supernatural powers over the elements where we, the people of God, we're supposed to be speaking to the earth. We're supposed to be speaking to the elements. Oh, earth, earth, hear the word of the Lord. And we're supposed to speak that word. What about commanding your morning? Are you commanding the day so that you can take hold of the ends of the earth and shake the wicked out of it? We could decree a thing and it shall happen. These are all scriptural verses that are there showing us what we have as people of God in our ability to speak to the elements and cause them to obey us. So we're going to see this magnificence, as I said, it's going to be coming to the earth, but it's going to be coming through God's people. God has been showing me these things for decades now. And he's been talking since 2000, about a storm coming. And this was after 9/11. He had us praying for 9/11. We knew our country was at war back then. But after 9/11, the Lord said we hadn't seen the worst of the terrorism. There's other things coming. But he said we were more than prepared and equipped to handle it with supernatural manifestations. He will let us know about things before they happen so that we can foil the plans of the enemy. Some of the things that as they're happening, we'll be able to stop. As Jesus says, this is a time for those who believe in him. It's time for us to do the greater works, those greater works than he did, greater works than the apostles did, greater works than even Elijah and Elisha did and everything that was done in the Old Testament. Why? Because we're at the end. This is the grand finale, which means things are heated up higher and more intense than it has been because it is the end. And as it says in the book of Revelation, Satan is upset. He's pulling out all the stops because he knows his time is almost up. And the closer we get to Jesus' return, the more things he's going to try to throw up, basically kicking up dust, causing issues. But there's no power that he has that we cannot overcome with the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, as I said, the Lord has been talking about a storm. What kind of storm? The storm can come many ways. In fact, recently we had some apostles talking about war coming. And the Lord's had me talking about the war since 1999. And people were saying, well, war could be anything. It could be talking. It could be us fighting. It could be a cyber war. It could be anything. Yes, all those things are true. But when the Lord tells us that there's a storm coming, we just need to be prepared for whatever. We don't need to try to qualify what is a storm. But I'll tell you, when the Lord had me wake up to my bed shaking and he talked about it, it was very frightening because I could literally feel everything shaking. And I remember another time and how the Lord brought this home to me. I wrote about this in the War Journal 1. It was a time where the holidays were coming and I wanted to come back east. I was living in LA at the time. And I went out with a friend of mine to get some boots and some winter stuff so I could go back east in, you know, wintertime for the holidays. But the thing is, though, and all this is in a dream. I'm telling him this is what the dream was because I was planning to go. But after this dream, I did not go shopping for anything. But I was with a friend of mine. As we were shopping, going from place to place to place, the Holy Spirit said to me, Paula, the storm is coming. And I turned to my friend and said, okay, the Lord just said, the storm is coming. We need to go for cover. And I knew from the intensity of his voice that the storm was on us. It was somewhere nearby. And she kept saying, I know, I know, I know. And she kept moving. And then I said, Lord said a second time, Paula, the storm is coming. And I heard it in his voice. I said, no, the Lord said the storm is coming. And I went to reach for the car keys to get in the car. And she snatched the keys and she says, I know. And I said, okay, I knew we were in trouble because when the Lord says it a second time. But all I know is when she took the keys from me, and we looked up and the storm was on us. We had no place to go. There was one building near us and we tried to go in there. It was closed. And it was so crazy. And what I saw and what was coming at us, they were twisters and funnel clouds. They were the whole side of the city. Were they real storms? Were they war from our enemies? Were they terrorism? I don't know. All I know is the entire city was covered with this big funnel. And there were twisters everywhere too. Things were going off of this big funnel. And it was crazy because a friend of mine, that's when she gave me the keys. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, listen, Paula, if you choose to follow somebody else's voice during this time, when you're supposed to be warning people what's come, he says, you're going to be locked out. You're going to be killed by the very storm you were supposed to warn others about. And he said, and the people, you know, some of the people will be lost as well. But then he said, that's not the worst part of it. He said, the worst part is I'll have to raise up someone else to take up where you failed. And that hit me hard. I'm like, okay, God is not playing. If I don't do my assignment, and it's the audacity of many Christians, well, God said it, it's going to happen to me. No, God's words are conditional. So even as I talk to you about storms, we can stop the storm or let the storm happen. We can obey God or not obey God. Everything is conditional on what we are choosing to do. God gave dominion to Adam, humanity, mankind. More particular, he gave the power of over this earth to his people, the church. So we have to understand that it's up to us what happens in our nation and in our world. To have the Lord tell you that you could forfeit, Paula, you will forfeit your call just by listening to another voice, it really meant something to me. Then again, I remember the Lord showed me what was happening in 2010. There were a lot of earthquakes happening around the earth, just crazy earthquakes everywhere. And I said, Lord, what is this? And he said that it was a manifestation of the sons of God. As the sons of God were obeying him, it was causing the earth to shake. And he gave me a word that I posted on a blog back then called "The Foundations Are Shaken." And he said, be warned, all is shaken, take refuge in my kingdom. All has been shaken, says the Spirit of Grace. Now is the time, says God, to answer the cries of the righteous and the martyrs who are suffering at the hands of the enemies of God. All is not in vain, says God, for these cries are the travails of the birth pains as I bring forth my sons into the earth. The power of such will cause the heavens and the earth to be shaken, the end of which will be the fullness of my glory manifested in this earth, full of grace and power. So be patient and endure suffering for my sake, the end of which will be birthed inside of your spirit, the fullness of my power. So the Lord was showing me that's what's happening with these earthquakes. As we obey him, we cause the earth to move, things to shake. As we obey, it could be little things. It could be my doing this podcast will cause the earth to shake, cause something to manifest. But he showed that in a way that I really, truly believe was a manifestation of something in the book of Revelation. He gave me a vision to that effect. He showed me a vision. And again, this is from the War Journal 1, where I saw a mountain moving. And men were climbing up the mountain as fast as the mountain was moving. Probably remember this is also in Revelation as well, where rich men hit themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains and they start, you know, saying, fall on us, fall on us. That's what I saw in a vision. They were climbing higher and faster, hoping to keep the mountain from moving. But they hit themselves in the cages and prayed rocks would fall on them. But it didn't happen because they were running from the wrath of God. They knew it was God that they were hiding from. Then the Lord showed the base of the mountain, and it was being moved by a handful of God's people who were at the base of the mountain moving by his spirit. That mountain only moved. It could not stand where it was. It shook because it did not remain. That's the power of prayer. That's the power God has put within us. So I'm telling you these things because this is what God expects us to be doing as we obey. Then he gave me another vision in 2013. Now, this is really kind of freaky. He talked about his kingdom arising in the earth. He showed me in a vision where the earth and the heavens were violently convulsing. The earth was throwing up something. There is a word, and I can't think of what scripture is, where it talks about the earth is spitting up the things that the enemy is hidden. And that's what I heard in this vision. There was a spiritual transformation that was manifesting in the geological fabric of the earth. It was as though the earth was regurgitating all of the garbage and evil of this earth. At the same time, great treasure was being unearthed around the globe. Things that God had hidden even since the Garden of Eden were now being resurfaced on the earth. Precious minerals and gems and fresh untouched resources were coming from deep inside the earth's core. In fact, the earth looked like a giant Rubik's Cube as sections turned inside out, revealing an entirely new and more beautiful surface. Wow. It was like beauty from beneath the ashes and ruin caused by the earth spewing. This could be earthquakes. It could be volcanoes. Who knows? I just saw the earth going turning inside out. This transformation touched every aspect of human life on the continent. The Lord said that he is demanding the earth to give up her secrets, both the bad and the good. He's going to prove that the secret things belong to him. And this is a blessing. for the treasure seekers, those who are seeking God, and it proved harmful for those who are operating corruption, who have hidden things, because whatever is hidden, God will expose, and it's going to be exposed in a season. And we see the corruption being exposed in America right now. In fact, you may remember when God gave me the vision of being in Washington, D.C., people were hiding information, they were hiding money in caves and in dark places, and while they were doing that, the angels were on the other side pulling it out. So that was part of what was happening with the wealth and power transfer. What they're hiding, their records, their money, all that's being exposed. So that is what the Lord is doing in this hour. I just wanted to just go over a couple of things with you. This is kind of a long thing, but realize we've had other storms. He called COVID a storm that we were supposed to cease and call it dead, but a lot of us didn't. So just know that that was one of the storms. But again, this is his grand finale. He's orchestrating events. And as he's orchestrating events, the enemy is trying to counteract those events, even though he doesn't know what they are. He's throwing out his final punch because he thinks that he's going to win, but it's not his time. It's just God's grand finale. And that's how we got to look at it. We're going to see magnificent things come in this hour. In fact, the Lord had showed me, he showed me tsunamis of power. He showed me that his power was in the ocean. I saw it in the Pacific Ocean, and it was huge and crashing. It was trying to get past a fortified wall. And he showed it was a wall over the western part of the United States, Southern California, that they had a wall up that God could not get through. But he was in the Pacific doing all kinds of things, moving. I had never seen a tsunami like this. But the wall was high, and there were cracks in the wall, little holes in the wall. And what that was, the Spirit of God was able to come through those small cracks. I'm hearing him say now. And those cracks were the hearts of people that were opening up to God. And the walls were the ways of thinking, the ways of operating in California and in the country had caused to go against God. But there are openings, and they're going to be widening as time goes on, because they're not going to be able to take the pressure from God hitting against the wall. It is going to come down. So just know that no matter how bad it looks, things are working in God's favor, because this is his grand finale. He's got faith giants in the land. There are people that are going to be rising up out of obscurity, doing unusual things. And they won't be powerful people in the sense of well-known people. They'll be ordinary people that just fed up. And the Lord said this is his new breed of leadership. He calls them bolder and brighter than others who came before them. They're children of the light, but they're also children who just don't want life to be the way it is anymore. They're tired of the unrighteousness, and they want righteousness to prevail. So we're going to see that. The Lord also showed me that our faith was going to operate like a magnet. This vision, I almost fell. It was so scary. Something exploded in the earth. I don't know if it was in America or if it was something, a bomb drop. I don't know what it was. Something exploded. I can't tell you what it was. If it was above the earth, under the earth, if it was human or done or God done, but exploded, and devastation happened in the earth. And I saw houses. Houses were traveling. They were moving and going to different people. And I'm like, that's unusual. I've never seen houses going to people. And the Lord showed me that it was people who had beliefs and promises for homes, for buildings, whatever. In this time frame, hold on to your faith, because it's coming to you. And it was like the houses were on a magnet. They were coming directly to the people who've been promised and who've been holding on to the promise. I mean, I can't explain how this is. Again, we're talking about the frightening episode. Think about it. How frightening would you be seeing a house come to you? Now, physically, we wouldn't expect it to come down the road, come down the river, but it could. We just don't know. Is it just going to come with keys handed to you, or somebody's just going to give it to you? Whatever shook was so frightening. And I do know keys are coming, because I keep seeing keys being given. And I do know there's certain times, a certain period, something's going to happen where people are just going to desert their buildings, their homes. They're going to get throwaway keys. What that thing is that causes them to do that, I don't know. Where they think they're going, I don't know. Because they can't hide from God. But this is one of the frightening manifestations that's going to scare people into the kingdom. And it's unusual. But the houses I saw were shaken loose when the explosion occurred, and they were being released from bondage. Ha! Hey, Shabbat! And I'm going to tell you how serious this is. I remember being praying with one of my relatives that had a house that God said was there in Atlanta. And there was a fight over this house. The realtors, they were fighting over money, but the Lord said, no, that's your house. But somebody else offered a bunch of cash and took it. That house, and the Lord showed me a vision, that house, and that wasn't the only house I saw do it, was crying. And the Lord said, break the house free. And when I looked at the house had snakes from the roots twisting over that house. And I'm like, oh my goodness, the house was crying to be free. What I saw was such bondage. was placed on the real estate in this area. The house was trying to be free, and there were snakes, witchcraft, all twisted around this house. Then there was another house, same people. The house was for them, and the Lord said, pray for their house. And one day, the house was crying. Why? The house had significant history, but the people who wanted to buy it wanted to destroy the house. They didn't like the house. They wanted to put something new and fancy, and the house was crying out, don't destroy me, don't destroy me. I'm like, Lord, how is this possible? Everything has a purpose on earth. That's what Solomon said. To everything, there's a time and a season. There's a purpose. Why? God has a purpose. There was some designer designed the house. Somebody had a godly purpose for those particular houses when they put them there. It was designed for a righteous cause, and yet the earth is groaning for the manifestation of the sons to set it free from the people who've taken what God meant for good and done evil with it. So, beloved, this is a heavy message. This is not a supernatural, freaky message. It's just trying to tell you that everything in the natural has a supernatural component. And that supernatural component is either good or evil. It's either with God or against God. It's either satanic or divine from heaven. And so what we're fighting right now, even with the money, money's not evil. But what spirit is connected to that money? What are they doing with that money? If they're doing it in child pornography, which I know about, the Lord can show me our government involvement in that for decades, child trafficking, the money's tied up in that. These abortion clinics, these people, there's a spirit behind all this. People may say, well, I need the service. I don't care if you need the service. You need to know that the enemy is using the service as the decoy. There's a satanic thing going on here, even with the housing, with the money, with a lot of things that are happening in the United States and around the world. We cannot choose to be ignorant of Satan's devices at this point. And the people who can hear and see, God is going to be able to use to bring another manifestation. And some of these manifestations, as I said, are going to be frightening, going to be scary. Why? Because up until now, more people in the church are scared of Satan because they've seen Satan's power, but they've never seen God's power. Because they never operated in truth. They never operated in righteousness. They've always gone to, what do people call it in Africa? The native doctors. They used the charm. They used the witchcraft. They believed that was more powerful than God. No, it's a knockoff. And in this season, we're going to see God has some frightening manifestations will make even the witches and those people freak out. Because when they see the real power, they're scared. They're scared. And I'm hearing another thing the Lord has told me in this time. I was in a place where there was witchcraft surrounding me and they were seeing the power of God. And they were going to take me out. And the Lord said, just watch what I do. All of a sudden, I saw all these people drop. There's a whole coven. They dropped. And I heard this one man. He was a black man. He got hit, and all of a sudden, he was transformed. He got up, and he was on God's side, and he started crying. I've never seen a power like this. I've never seen a power like this. Oh, my God, and he was repenting. Why? All his life, he was hurt. All his life, he was hurt. And a lot of these people go to witchcraft because they're hurt. They use their emotions, and rather than going to God, they go to satanic sources. But if they go to God, not only will they see a power, they'll have healing. They'll have peace. They'll have joy. This man felt the love of God. He felt the peace and the joy of God for the first time in his life, and he realized he wasted all those years of witchcraft. He saw the true God, had a relationship with him. So when we talk about the frightening manifestations, we're going to see that in this hour. But this is our hour of visitation from the Lord. And we want to make sure that we're on the right side of God during this, because this is his grand finale. He's calling a shot. As he said, he's a director of it all. He's called the places. He's given parts out. People didn't like their part. He's replaced. The venue's chosen. The time is set. He says, take your seats. This is it. So those of you, there's still time. They're filling up the seats, but there's still time for you to get in before these manifestations strike. Because these are the frightening manifestations of God's power. We read about them in the Old Testament, and we're about to see them come up even bolder in the New Testament before Jesus comes. So I want to thank you for being with me. If you want to know more, you can always look at our prophecy site. It's letstalkprophecy.com. And we have links also on Epic Books and Cafe for those videos as well. So we're doing a lot to put out here to make sure that people are ready for what's coming in these last days. It's going to be a glorious time, God's finest time, his greatest time in the kingdom. And even America's is going to be our finest hour as well, because we're going to finally line up in righteousness with Almighty God. So again, this has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Have a glorious weekend. Until next time.